Let us pray in silence to prepare hearts for the family altar. Amen. In Jesus' name, let us commence with our family altar. Sing hymn 151. Sing hymn 151. Be not dismayed, my friend, because God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day, all of the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. Through days of trial and hard of fear, God will take care of you. When dangers fears your perfect soul, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day, all of the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. All you may need, He will provide. God will take care of you. Nothing you ask will be denied. God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day, all of the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. No matter what may be the past, God will take care of you. Lean very long upon His grace, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day, all of the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. For tonight's family altar, let us turn to Psalms 68. Psalms 68. This is a psalm of David. We will not read through once. As we go on, then we will read it according to the passages. In Psalm 68, at the topic or title given in the superscription, it is to the choir master, a psalm of David, a song. So this is a psalm of David. Nothing much is recorded here, but from the content of Psalm 68, it relates to the God of Israel. The God of Israel. Let us read verse 8. Verse 8. The lower portion. Yon Sinai quick at the presence of God, the God of Israel. Let us also read verse 35. Terrible is God in His sanctuary, the God of Israel. So this Psalm 68, David tells us about the God of Israel, and it relates to the Ark of the Covenant. Afterwards, we will run through matters concerning the Ark. But from verse 1 to verse 6, it tells us about God who is coming. All right? Verse 1 to 6, it tells us God who is coming. He is coming to Israel. He is coming into Jerusalem, and He is coming to His people, the Israelites. So He is the God of Israel. Let us read 1 to 6. Verse 1, in Jesus' name I read, let God arise, let His enemies be scattered. Let those who hate Him flee before Him too. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melts before fire, let the wicked perish before God. 3. But let the righteous be joyful. Let them exult before God. Let them be jubilant with joy. For sing to God, sing praises to his name. Lift up a song to him who rides upon the clouds. His name is the Lord, exalt before him. 5. Father of the fatherless and protector of widows is God in his holy habitation. 6. God gives the desolate a home to dwell in. He leads out the prisoners to prosperity. But the rebellious dwells in a dry or parched land. In verse 1, let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let those who hate him flee before him. Let us cross-reference this with Numbers chapter 10, verse 35. And whenever the ark set out, Moses said, Arise, O Lord, let thy enemies be scattered, and let them that hate thee flee before thee. So in Psalm 68 verse 1, it is a quotation from Numbers chapter 10 verse 35. It tells us about the Ark of Covenant. When it is about to set out, then Moses will declare this, let God arise. Therefore, as we say, Psalm 68 has this background in relation to the Ark of Covenant. So the Ark is coming into Jerusalem. David, at the time, he brought the Ark of Covenant into Jerusalem. This is recorded. Let's turn to 1 Chronicles. Let's refer to 1 Chronicles chapter 15. Verse 1. 1 Chronicles 15 verse 1. David built houses for himself in the city of David, and he prepared a place for the ark of God and pitched a tent for it. Verse 16. David also commanded the chief of the Levites to appoint their brethren as singers who should play loudly on musical instruments, on harps, on lyres, and cymbals to raise sounds of joy. Verse 25. So David and the elders of Israel and the commanders of thousands went to bring up the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord from the house of Obed-Edom with rejoicing. Verse 28. So all Israel brought up the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord with shouting, with sounds of the horns, trumpets, cymbals, and make loud music on harps and lyres. Chapter 16, verse 1. 1 Chronicles 16, 1. When they had brought in the Ark of God and set it aside in the tent which David had pitched for it, they offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before God. So these few verses tell us about David who brought the ark into Jerusalem. So in Psalm 68 verse 1, David now declares, let God arise. So in relation to the enemies that will be scattered, verse 2, they are likened to the smoke that is driven away. They are likened to the wax that melts before the fire. This relates to the wicked people, to the enemies. But verse 3, but let the righteous be joyful. Let them exult before God. Let them be jubilant with joy. Why? Because now the Ark of the Covenant is coming into Jerusalem. God's presence is there. So now God will be with his people. So verse 4, Psalm 68 verse 4. Now there is this call. Sing to God. Sing praises to his name. Lift up a song to him who rides upon the clouds. This also relates to the Ark of Covenant. Why we say this? Let us turn to 1 Chronicles. 1 Chronicles chapter 28. 1 Chronicles chapter 28 verse 18. Verse 18. The lower portion. also his plan for the golden chariot of cherubim that spread their wings and covered the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. It tells us about the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, but it is also called the golden chariot of cherubim and their wings that spread and covered the Ark. Alright, so the Ark of the Covenant also relates to the golden chariot, the chariot of the Lord, where the Lord will ride upon his chariot. And he comes, he rides upon the clouds. Let's read Psalms 18. Psalms 18 verse 10. Psalms 18 verse 10. Verse 10. He rode on a chariot and flew. He came swiftly upon the wings of the wind. We can also refer to Deuteronomy 33. Deuteronomy 33 verse 26. Deuteronomy 33 verse 26. Let's read verse 26. There is none like God, O Jeshurun, who rides through the heavens to help you, and in his majesty through the skies. So he rides through the heavens, through the skies. We turn back, Psalm 68, we read verse 33, the upper portion. Psalms 68:33, the upper portion, to him who rides in the heavens, the ancient heavens. Alright, so here tells us about the coming of the Lord. So now there is this call to sing praises to him, to the one who rides upon the clouds, now who come to God's people before them. Let's read, turn back, Psalm 68 verse 4. Sing to God, sing praises to his name, lift up songs to him who rides upon the clouds. His name is the Lord, exalt before him. And this coming of God into Jerusalem in the Ark of the Covenant, he brings hope. He brings hope to many. In verse 5, it tells us about the fatherless, the orphans, about widows. Verse 6, about those who are desolate or lonely, and those prisoners. All these, they are in a pitiable state. It seems that they are hopeless. But now the coming of the Lord will be an encouragement, a hope. So for those who are helpless, there is hope. For those who are lonely, there is hope. For those who are imprisoned, they will have hope. There will be prosperity. There will be tenderness, love, and care given by the Lord, and a place of inheritance, a home. So this coming of the Lord to God's people, to God's nation, it is a blessing. So there is now joy. So they must sing praises to the Lord. So this first part, 1 to 6, it tells us God is coming. Now we continue. Verse 7 to 10. 7 to 10. It tells us now, this God of Israel, who is this God? He is the God in the wilderness. He is the God of Canaan. Let's read 7 to 10. O God, when thou didst go forth before thy people, when thou didst march through the wilderness, the earthquake, the heavens poured down rain at the presence of God. Yo, Sinai, quick at the presence of God, the God of Israel. 9. Rain in abundance, O God, thou didst shed abroad. Thou didst restore the heritage as it languished. 10. Thy flock found a dwelling in it. In thy goodness, O God, thou didst provide for the needy. It tells us about the wilderness journey and, of course, the promised land, the land of Canaan. verse 7, O God, when thou didst go forth before thy people. We know in Exodus chapter 13, Exodus chapter 13, 21 to 22, it tells us about the pillar of cloud and fire. So God was in the pillar of cloud and fire. God went before them in the wilderness. Verse 8, heaven poured down rain. This rain, it tells us about manna. Manna was given, and they were at the foot of Sinai. Then later it tells us about the land of Canaan. Verse 9, the Lord did restore thy heritage, thy flock found a dwelling in it. It tells us about Canaan. So Canaan is a beautiful land, a land that is blessed. There is abundance of rain. It is a fertile land. In Deuteronomy chapter 11, Deuteronomy chapter 11, 11 and 12, verses 11 and 12. But the land which you are going over to possess is a land of hills and valleys, which drinks water by the rain from heaven, and the land which the Lord your God cares for. The eyes of the Lord your God are always upon it, from beginning of the year to the end of the year. So it is a blessed land. So in Psalm 68, 7 to 10, it tells us the God of Israel, who is he? He is the God that led them, led their forefathers in the wilderness, the God that led them into the promised land, the land of Canaan. Let's continue. Psalm 68, 10 to 14. Who is this God that the Israelites worship? 10 to 14. He is the God of conquest, the God of conquest. Verse 11. The Lord gives the command. Great is the host of those who bore the tidings. The kings of the armies, they flee. The woman at home divided the spoil. Though they stay among the sheepfold, the wings of the dove covered with silver, its pinions with yellow gold. When the Almighty scatters kings there, snow fell on Salmon. It tells us now the command. It tells us about the tidings. What is this tidings? Verse 12. The kings of armies, they flee. It tells us about God is a God of conquest. God gives his people victory. And in the war, they will take spoil. So verse 12, the woman, they divide the spoil. So though they stay among the sheepfold, some Bible says campfire, some says cooking stones or saddlebags. Even though they are there, they were not involved in the war. But now, when the men came back, they divide the spoil. So there is this now covered with silver, covered with yellow gold. Verse 14. So when the Almighty scattered the kings there, means God gave them victory, snow fell on Salmon. Here, this is a description. Means at the time, the enemy, the dead, they fell very greatly in great number. So it's likened to the dead bodies like snow that covered the land. So this part tells us, God of Israel, he is the God of conquest. Next, 15 to 18. God is the God of Zion. Verse 15. O mighty mountains, or O mountain of God, mountain of Bashan, O many peak mountain, mountain of Bashan, why look with envy, O many peak mountain, at the mount which God desired for his abode, yea, where the Lord dwells forever. 17. With mighty chariotry, twice 10,000s, thousand upon thousands, the Lord came from Sinai into his holy place. Thou didst ascend the high mount, leading captive in thy train, and receiving gift among men, even among rebellious, that the Lord God may dwell there. God is the God of Zion. It tells us now about Bashan. Bashan is also a very high mountain, should be higher than Zion. But and Bashan is famous for their cows, because Bashan, it is a fertile mount. There is rich pastures. Many want this mountain, Mount of Bashan. But now here says, oh, many peak mountain, Mountain of Bashan. Why look with envy? Why look with envy on the mount which God desire for his abode, where the Lord will dwell forever? So this mount is Mount Zion. In Psalms 132, 13 and 14 tells us the Lord, he has chosen Zion, where his presence will be there, because the Ark of the Covenant is there. So it tells about Mount Zion, the place where God has chosen, where his presence is. And there is, here says, myriads of cherubim, the angels. Means in this place, the Lord, he will guard, he will defend, he will give victory. Alright, he will gain victory, and there will be prisoners. Paul also quoted from this part. So now it tells us God is what? The God of Zion. Next, Psalm 68, 19 to 23. The God of Israel, who is he? He is God of salvation. 19. Blessed be the Lord who daily bears us up. God is our salvation. Our God is the God of salvation, and to God the Lord belongs escape from death. 21. But God will shatter the heads of his enemies, the heavy crown of him who walks in his guilty ways. The Lord said, I will bring them back from Bashan. I will bring them back from the depths of the sea, that you may bathe your feet in blood, that the tongue of your dogs may have their portion from the foe. This part, 19 to 23, tells us God of Israel, he is God of salvation. Very clearly, 19 and 20 tell us God is our salvation. God is the God of salvation. He will bear us up. He will lift us up. He will carry us up daily. And because he is the God of salvation, so belongs escape from death. He will give us life. 21 to 23 tells about the enemies. But he will shatter the heads of the enemies. They will die. Verse 23 tells us, your feet bathed in blood, means they will die. There is much bloodshed. And 22, it tells us, the Lord said, I will bring them back from Bashan. It tells about Og, the king of Bashan. I will bring them back from the depths of the sea. It tells us, means history will repeat himself. God will make manifest. God will destroy the enemy, but God will give his people, the Israelites, life. They will escape from death. So God is the God of salvation. Now next, especially now, 24 to 27. 24 to 27, it tells us now, God who dwell with us. God who dwell with us. It is now when the procession, the Ark of the Covenant, now coming into Jerusalem. Verse 24 to 27, thy solemn procession are seen, O God, the procession of my God, my King, into the sanctuary. The singers in front and the minstrel last, between them maidens playing timbrels. Bless God in the great congregation, O Lord, you who are of Israel's fountain. There is Benjamin, the least of them in the lead, the princes of Judah in their throng, the princes of Zebulun and princes of Naphtali. It tells now the Ark of the Covenant in procession coming into Jerusalem, into the sanctuary. So they are these praises, singings. So it is the greatness, the pomp. And God's people, verse 26, bless God in the great congregation, the Lord, O God, who are Israel's fountain, means the descendants. Here, Israel's fountain tells about the descendants, the posterity of Jacob now, they all praise God. So where are they? Who are they? It tells about Benjamin. It tells us about Judah. All these are the tribes in southern part, southern tribe. Zebulun, Naphtali, they are the tribes in the northern part. Means from south down up to the north throughout all God's people, the descendants of Israel or Jacob, now they come to praise God, to thank God that now the Ark of the Covenant come into the sanctuary in Jerusalem. So God now dwell with us. And from 28 to 35, God who received universal tribute, God who received universal tribute, verse 28, summon thy might, O God, show thy strength, O God, thou hast wrought for us. Because of thy temple or tabernacle at Jerusalem, kings bear gifts to thee, rebuild the beast that dwell among the reeds, the herds of bulls with the calf of the people, trample underfoot those who lust after tribute, scatter the people who delight in war. Let bronze be brought forth from Egypt, let Utopia hasten to stretch out her hands to God. We run through this verse. It tells about the nations in subjection, in acknowledgement of God, and in submission to God. Now there is this call to that God summon his might, his strength, make manifest his strength, because God has wrought his work among us, and that now God is in his temple at Jerusalem. So now other kings, they come before him, they bear gifts. And there is this description, the beast that are among the reeds. Some say it relates to verse 31, the Egypt. Some say this beast refers to crocodiles. The herds of the bulls and the calf, it relates to, some say verse 31, Utopia. All this describe to us about the fierceness, the savage, the powerful and warlike people. But yet now they will come before God in Jerusalem. They come with gifts. So verse 31, they brought tribute. So they now stretch out their hands to God. They will come. They must acknowledge the nations. They acknowledge and they are in submission to God. They now are those who must come to pay tribute to God. Verse 32, it tells now, praise God, the whole earth. Verse 32, sing to God, O kingdom of the earth. Sing praises to the Lord, to him who rides in heavens, the ancient heavens. Lo, send forth his voice, his mighty voice. Ascribe power to God, whose majesty is over Israel, and his power is in the skies. Terrible is the God in his sanctuary, the God of Israel. He gives power and strength to his people. Blessed be God. Now there's this call that the kingdoms of the earth, they must praise God. All right, they must praise God. Especially this God who is over Israel, this powerful God, this God who is in his sanctuary, the God of Israel, the God who gives power and strength to his people, the Israelite. So this is the God that they must now give praises and worship and tribute. So this part tells us, God who receive universal tribute. So the end, last statement, blessed be God. Alright, so this whole psalm tells us about the God of Israel, now who come in amongst his people. So his people will be blessed. Sorry for the time. Now we will just spend around 3 minutes for our prayer. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, Jesus Christ, my King. Praise the Lord, Jesus Christ, my King. Praise the Lord, Jesus Christ, my King. Praise the Lord, yes, to the next book, 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 next Praise the Lord, the rest of the rest of the good 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 of the good